Hello, I'm Reverend Todd Farnsworth, and you're listening to BCC To Go Special Extra Edition, a weekly podcast exploring faith through the lens of the Briarcliff Congregational Church. And on today's extra edition of BCC To Go, I'll be correcting something that I said in the last episode, episode 9, about open and affirming. Well, in that episode, I spoke about, I referred to the LGBTQI community, which is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and in the podcast I said I was for inquiring, because when I first learned that acronym, that's what I was taught, that I was for inquiring. If you'll recall in the episode, I did say that to be an open and affirming church is really a process. It's not a destination. It's something that we learn and we grow all along. And in my reflecting on the episode, I realized, you know, that was a long time ago when I learned what all those letters stood for. And I wanted to make sure that I was giving you the best information possible. And it turns out I was not. And so I apologize to you and everyone listening about that. But I went on the internet to, it was just kind of nagging at me that I might not mean what I thought it meant. And it turns out that the I in LGBTQI stands for, according to the Amnesty USA, stands for intergender or intersexed person. Intergender means a person whose gender identity is between genders or a combination of genders. And intersexed person is someone whose sex a doctor has a difficult time categorizing as either male or female. A person whose combination of chromosomes, gonads, hormones, internal sex organs, gonads, and or genitals differs from one of the two expected patterns. So that's important, because I don't want to leave anybody out when we're talking about pride, because people who are intersexed really should be proud of who they are and should be affirmed as children of God, people who are loved and respected. And I certainly respect folks who identify as intersexed or intergendered. So I want to thank you for listening to my little ramble here, but I did feel like, you know, this is all a learning process, and there's a lot of language that goes with this process of open and affirming that is sometimes unfamiliar to me, certainly. And I'm 55 years old, and some of these are not words that we used when I was growing up or was introduced to when I was in college, even, and seminary. So, you know, it's good to look things up and to grow, and that helps us to be better in community, because we can respect each other a bit better in the ways that Jesus named people as his kin. And so we want to know these folks as kin in our community. So I recommend AmnestyUSA.org as a good place to go to read some of the definitions that go with Pride Month, and you can brush up on that language, and I'll brush up on that language, and hopefully we'll all be able to work together in making mistakes and learning from those mistakes, and being better people in community. So I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope this was helpful to you, and Until next time, this is Reverend Todd Farnsworth signing off for BCC2Go, and I hope you have a great day.